Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party. Fire crews in Oregon and Washington also still battling those raging fires. They made some progress yesterday on some of them and are hoping a storm that moved into the region last night will help. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that President Trump should step out of office even before the election because of his poor handling of the pandemic. He spoke on a CNN-sponsored town hall, and this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Trump administration now funneling more assistance to the nation's farmers, as at a rally last night in Wisconsin. The president said an additional $13 billion is on its way to farmers impacted by coronavirus starting next week. Previously, the president announced a $19 billion package to help farmers back in April. Also at the rally, the president said of the November election and his reelection race against Democrat Joe Biden.
Biden wins. Very simple. China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Meanwhile, a former top aide to Vice President Mike Pence reportedly plans to vote for Joe Biden. Olivia Troy posting a video online arguing that Trump has failed to protect the American people during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and has a, quote, flat-out disregard for human life. This is USA Radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, taking another tool away from his city police, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. I'm John Hunt.
And Burger King is now revealing what's exactly in its Whopper. The recipe is right on the wrapper. They've printed the ingredients saying they want to point out that the burger is all natural, meaning no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And we have socialism expert Trevor Loudon, author of many, many books that point to the enemies within. And this is going to be the topic of what we're going to discuss as to what is going on with America today and why we need to be on guard, because we've missed so many opportunities and have allowed the enemies to really establish some strongholds within the cities, as we can see, of the United States of America. Trevor, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, always good to be on. Thanks for having me, Bo.
Well, Trevor, I was reading recently, according to the Marxist Manifesto, all they need is 1%. That with 1% they can control the 99%. We should be aware of this, because this isn't new. This has been their battle plan time and again. And what they're doing here in America is the very thing that they've been able to execute in other countries, right?
Well, that's right. You know, Lenin took over Russia with fewer than 2,000 Bolsheviks. And that was a country of 120 million people at the time.
Wow.
Castro took over Cuba with about 7 or 8 million people, I believe, with less than 100 volunteers. So the left, the communists, have got way more than that here. Mm. They've got an army of at least 100,000 in this country right now. Mm. And we see that with their rioting, their burning, their intimidation, their thug tactics on the street. So we need to understand we are in a communist revolution right now.
Exactly.
The question is it successful or is it not?
Well, it will be in terms of success for the communists if we do not meet their force with equal or stronger force. What's happening in Portland is a great example of, in this case, a blue state governor and elected officials just going along. It makes you wonder, is like, wait a minute, are these all communists as well? Because they see what's happening, and whenever the president tries to step in and to reinforce law, then, you know, they make fun of him, they ridicule him, and of course it's all a pig-piling process added to the perception by the mainstream media.
Well, that's right. People need to realize that for the last 30 years, the communists, I'm talking Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialists of America, the pro-Chinese groups like Liberation Road, they have been penetrating the Democratic Party to the highest levels, right into the White House, but certainly at governorship level, city council level across the states. So in these centers where, you know, like Portland, Oregon, and Berkeley and Oakland and other cities across the country, Minneapolis, for instance, the left controls those cities already. Mm-hmm. So the Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters are the friends of the governors. They're the friends of the city councillors. They're basically their army. So there's no way they're going to shut them down because they support the revolution. You've got several states in America controlled by people who are actually revolutionaries. And so it's no surprise that we're seeing those cities being burned and the rioters getting away with scot-free because the rioters are the friends of the governor.
Exactly. Trevor, you've been known, since I've known you, to be a researcher's researcher. It's nonstop for you. You go deep and you dive into these issues, and you have been sounding the alarm for decades now here in the United States. Let me ask you point blank. Joe Biden, who is he?
Well, look, Joe Biden has worked in the interests of the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union in Moscow, Beijing and Havana his entire life. Beijing and Tehran, I mean, Iran. He was elected by a group called the Council for a Livable World right back in 1972. And that was set up by a Soviet agent, Leo Szilard, to basically elect senators in small states, because you can do that with not much money, and those senators would have to work to gut the U.S. military, to cancel weapon systems, negotiate horrible treaties with the Soviet Union, etc. And that's Joe Biden. He has worked for the Council for Livable World for 50 years. He has gutted America's military whenever he could. He worked with the Soviet Union. He opposed Reagan when Reagan was trying to stop communism in Latin America. And in recent years, he's worked extensively with communist China. So he owed his job to a Soviet agent. The man who got him the money to get him elected, a man called Albert Gore Sr., a senator from Tennessee. You've probably heard of his son, Al Gore, who invented the internet and global warming. But that man was the protege of another Soviet agent called Armand Hammer, the man who kept the Bolshevik Revolution alive in the early 1920s. So Joe Biden owes his job to two Soviet agents, and he's worked to basically gut the U.S. military every single step of his career. You know, he worked with the Council for a Livable World and Obama to implement the START treaty with Russia, for instance, in the last few years. And that treaty was so advantageous to Moscow that Donald Trump had to unilaterally abandon it. He canceled it because he knew that it was basically against America's interests. So that's Joe Biden. He is one of the very worst and most left-wing senators to ever serve in the U.S. Senate.
Well, he's such a chameleon. I mean, you hear how he tries to talk today, but he's got decades of fruit that he's dragging along with him that demonstrate time and again his policies do not support the U.S. Constitution or the American dream. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, look, look, this is his history right back. Like, recently, he went to a left-wing Democrat audience and said, I am the most progressive, meaning most pro-socialist, candidate in the race. That means he was worse than Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, etc. But then he comes to the American public and talks like he's some kind of moderate.
Mm-hmm.
But his record is appalling. He was always one of the most left-wing senators all through the 70s and 80s, and he owes his job and guidance all through his career by an organization set up by basically a KGB agent to destroy the American military. So that's Joe Biden. He is a blatant liar, to put it mildly.
Well, I want to talk about Kamala Harris on the other side of the break, and we've got about a minute left here right now. But regarding Joe Biden, in terms of how he will legislate, give an idea, just a real quick surmise of what a Biden presidency would look like.
He will be extremely favorable to China. He will work in China's interest. He will absolutely support the Black Lives Matter radicals. He will push socialism completely down America's throat, and he will totally gut the U.S. military so China and their Russian friends can rule the planet. That will be Joe Biden.
More from Trevor Loudon after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Russian Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Also great to have Trevor Loudon with us. He is the socialism and Marxist expert, helping us understand, you know, what is before our country, the choice. Already people are casting their votes, so they're making choices right now. But we want to make sure that they are aware, that you are aware of what you are choosing, because like no other, I believe, at least in my lifetime, in choosing for a president, has there been a clearer distinction between two candidates, the likes of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. What do you say, Trevor?
I say that's absolutely right. On one hand, you have a president who champions America, and another, on the other hand, you have a president in the pocket of Moscow and Beijing and Tehran. You couldn't get a greater contrast.
Why are the people not seeing it, Trevor?
Well, because the media doesn't let them. You know, the media is seriously portraying Joe Biden as a moderate Democrat. But that is not his record. You can just go back to the 70s and 80s and look up his record. He was always regarded as one of the most left-wing senators, right up there with John Kerry in the U.S. Senate. And this is how he portrayed, you know, on his transition team, he's got straight-out Marxists. Mm-hmm. He's worked with Bernie Sanders to form a policy council. There are several Marxists on that policy council. But the media wants to destroy Donald Trump, so they won't tell you the truth about Joe Biden.
Does the media realize that in supporting Joe Biden, that they're supporting the destruction of this American dream?
Yeah. Because they believe in socialism. You know, 80%, well, you got to understand, a lot of the American media is owned by China, for a start, which Joe Biden is completely in the tank for. Mm-hmm. And they do want to bring this country down. They want to make America a second-rate power at the very best. But really, the ultimate objective is to destroy America as an independent nation. And you know, 80% of American journalists identify as on the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's way out of whack with the American population. And some of those journalists, and some especially the leading journalists and the journalism colleges, are straight out anti-American Marxists.
Exactly.
You know, these are the people who supported the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War, supported Cuba, supported the Sandinistas. These are the people now running our media.
Running our media and running so many parts of our government. And as you stated early on, I was taken aback when you told me directly, Bill, there's over, I think at that time, 100 card-carrying democratic socialists within our federal government, the likes that could not be, they couldn't even pass a security clearance to be a dog catcher.
Well, that's right. You look at Benny Thompson, the head of the... There's 100 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate who couldn't pass any form of background security check, but there are no background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. Benny Thompson, the head of the Homeland Security Committee, you know, he went to Cuba in 2000, met with Fidel Castro, and arranged for scholarships for hundreds of young Americans to do medical training in Cuba on 7-year courses. Several hundred have gone there, many of them the sons and daughters of Communist Party members, and now they're working in poor communities all over this country, stirring up revolution. This is the head of the Homeland Security Committee,
wow,
the man who's supposed to be protecting us from mm-hmm. people like that.
How about Jerry Nadler, who says Antifa doesn't exist? It's a beltway delusion, myth, he says.
Well, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are very linked in with a group, a Marxist group called Democratic Socialists of America. Jerry Nadler has been a member of Democratic Socialists of America, a Marxist group, since at least 1977. He oversees the FBI and the Justice Department, who are supposed to be going after these criminals. These criminals are Jerry Nadler's friends.
Mm.
They are his allies. Do you think that might create a problem for the FBI and the Justice Department?
You think? Right, exactly. How about Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy Pelosi was a longtime friend of the Hallinan family in San Francisco, the most notorious communist family in the area. She has worked with the communists her entire political life. She was a member of the Progressive Caucus, very, very close to Democratic Socialist America, and now a good friend of communist China. Yeah, she's just perfect.
Exactly. Now, I was told, and you know this, that for the last 80 years in the state of California alone, it's been pretty much controlled by the same four families. Do you find that to be consistent as well? Break that down for our audience so they understand what's going on there.
Well, yeah, and that's Gavin Newsom comes out of that family, and Nancy Pelosi's connected to that. I just can't remember the names of them all right now, but Jerry Brown, the governor, was also part of that. So you have about four families that have controlled California out of the Bay Area. California's controlled out of the Bay Area for decades. And that's why you've got Gavin Newsom in power. That's why Nancy Pelosi's in power. That's why Dianne Feinstein's in power. And Kamala Harris are in power. Because all of these people, you know, come out of the same little network. And it's a hard left network. You know,
Trevor,
the Bay Area has long been a communist area.
Exactly. Trevor, the enemies are within the Citadel in such record numbers in every institution. I mean, we know about the Confucius Institute have invaded our universities. I think 41 universities, I think, was the last count of, you know, as you mentioned, in the upper echelons of our government. You know, and you wonder how can this be? But this is also why people need to understand why there is such a ruckus about Donald Trump coming into play, because Donald Trump comes in with formidable strength. And it is amazing that he is able to withstand as an individual, I mean, almost single-handedly, this deep state that, you know, I talked with John Dean. John Dean kind of laughed and said, oh, the deep state doesn't exist. But the deep state could be the sum total of all these nefarious enemies that are within our government, could it not?
Well, look at this. The deep state is essentially Marxist. You know, Diana West wrote a great book, you know, Red Thread, and she traced the communist backgrounds of John Brennan, former head of the CIA, Nellie Orr, a big player in the anti-Trump conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
Comey, the head of the FBI. All of these people have Marxist backgrounds. They are revolutionaries, but they control the CIA. They control the FBI. Not saying they control the bottom reaches. There are many patriots in these organizations,
mm-hmm.
but the left has taken over the top. So Donald Trump walked in to an almost completed revolution. All they had to do was elect Hillary Clinton, legalize 22 million illegal immigrants to give the Democrats complete and permanent control over the country, and they were finished. They had us. Donald Trump walked smack into that, and he disrupted it. The revolution was 90% complete, and he walked right in there and threw a big hand grenade right smack in the middle of it. So that's why they're trying to bring him down, because they know if he's successful, their revolution gets set back 50 years.
Exactly.
If they can get rid of him, their revolution rolls on to completion under Joe Biden. It will be a socialist America, and we will never get rid of it.
Yeah.
So that's why this election is easily the most critical election in American history.
This is, and there's a clear delineation. I mean, we're talking about, would the United States of America become California?
Look, the United States of America will become Venezuela. Mm. That is the plan.
Well, Trevor Loudon, as always, we appreciate your insight, and we know what is there before us in the ballot box, and we say get out there and vote and make sure that you are represented, and we save the very heart and soul of the American dream. He's a New Zealand author, speaker, and political activist, Trevor Loudon. Trevor, thank you as always. Appreciate it, buddy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party. Fire crews in Oregon and Washington also still battling those raging fires. They made some progress yesterday on some of them and are hoping a storm that moved into the region last night will help. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that President Trump should step out of office even before the election because of his poor handling of the pandemic. He spoke on a CNN-sponsored town hall, and this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Since the COVID-19 pandemic upended the education sector, Americans are reconsidering investing in higher education, according to a new Edward Jones and Morning Consult study. Respondents cited concerns over the current economic climate and the quality of online learning as top reasons some students are considering skipping higher education and choosing to look for full-time employment or internships instead. Investment strategist for Edward Jones, Neil Richardson, is going to be joining us to share the details of the survey, revealing concerns over education investment. Going to talk about current tools available to assist with planning for college. He also is going to be sharing with us how to increase financial literacy around topics like education savings with an in-school pilot for high school students and teachers and an at-home curriculum for families whose children are currently learning remotely. Welcome, Neela Richardson. Dr. Richardson is a principal investment strategist with Edward Jones. Neela, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Okay, so let's talk about what the survey revealed about Americans' commitment to investing in higher learning.
Well, we know that families in the United States are quite invested in education. In fact, behind retirement, retirement, saving for that, and saving for emergency expenses. Education is prioritized number 3 on that list, especially in terms of their kids' education. But what we've seen amidst all of the disruption of COVID-19, that about a third of our respondents are reconsidering their investment in higher education, and about 80% of those who are currently saving for an in-person 4-year college or university are concerned about the quality of education and how it could suffer if universities move to an online learning model.
Mm-hmm. Are they thinking that maybe if they got into the workforce sooner than later, and maybe even put off their education, is that, and when I say put it off, maybe attending college, later on as a result of this disruption that COVID-19 has caused?
You know, 1/5 of our respondents say they are more likely to skip higher education and look for those full-time employment or internships instead. But think about the current job market. We have a job market that is still a little bit elevated. It's come down from that near 15% unemployment rate, a record. But it's still a challenge. It's a challenge on many fronts to find entry-level jobs for people who would normally go to college. And it's going to be a challenge for some because of ongoing healthcare concerns. So you're really weighing these benefits of going to a college or university. It's not perfect. It doesn't have the same kind of experience now that it did before COVID, even if that's a temporary disruption, or going into the workforce where you're not going to have likely the same types of opportunities. So it's a real hard choice for many people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Richardson, before COVID, there was something like 7 million jobs that were looking for employees. Has that been impacted at all as a result of COVID? Because I still hear that there are good paying jobs. I mean, we're talking 6-figure jobs that are in the waiting for the right person. Might that also be a possibility for these students that are saying, look, I'm going to put off higher education altogether and get into the workforce? Are you seeing any movement in that direction?
You know what? A 6-figure job generally require a college education or some kind of advanced apprenticeship or training. So it's hard to do one without the other. I'm sure there are some entertainment careers that can be done, but we know that Broadway is shut down, that movie production shut down. Maybe music is still an option for the talented among us. But for most people looking for those higher income jobs, you need a college education. And that's why investment in education is so critical for many families. Again, number 3 in that list of priorities.
Exactly.
Still, 40% of people, according to our survey, don't feel like they're saving enough to reach their goal in terms of future education expenses. So what we are doing as a firm is trying to educate families on how you can save effectively for all of your educational goals.
Mm-hmm. Can you share some of the resources that are available to increase parents' and students' financial literacy?
That is something that we take financial literacy very we prioritize. We know that once people are educated on their options, how to save, for example, an educational tool like a 529 plan is a good way for many families to save for their educational experiences, but only about 45% of people actually know what a 529 plan is.
So exactly.
We developed this online tool to help families, Edward Jones Associates, our communities, learn more about their financial options. And we know as investors that people try to time the market all the time, but it's really about time in the market. And that's why educating young people is so advantageous to them. If we can give them those invested tools early on, they have an advantage over all of us adults, right? They have more time on their hands
right,
to invest
exactly.
and to grow that wealth over time. So we're really trying to bring this financial fitness, we call it, we partnered with EverFi. We're trying to bring it to the schools, to educators, to give them tools and equip them on the basics of financial foundation and also of investment.
Well, Well, you refer to EverFi, this hybrid online tool, and I want to get more into that. But I want to hone down a little bit more on the 529 plan. So, I mean, less than half of America has even heard of a 529 plan. And this is important because it helps with savings for college. And there's some really important things that people should understand about a 529 plan, right?
That's right. First, they need to know that a 529 plan exists. Most people are saving for education using a personal savings account. And we know we're in an environment where interest rates are near zero. You're not getting a lot in terms of your cash right now. In fact, real interest rates, that rate when you adjust for inflation is actually negative. So the 529 plan offers a way to invest and grow your money over time. And there's clear tax advantages for many people. So you get more bang for your educational buck. And then what a lot of people don't understand is that you can use it for more than a four-year college. You can use it if you have K-12. Education expenses, you can use a 529 plan for primary and secondary education. If you have students who are now learning remotely in school and you need a laptop or you need a faster internet, you can use a 529 plan for that. You can use it to pay off student loans. And then importantly, for those people in our survey who said, look, you know, this type of educational experience isn't for me. I'm going to look for a job. I'm going to look for an internship. You can actually use a 529 plan to pay for apprenticeship. So wow. It's a lot more flexible than people realize.
I'm glad you broke that down because you brought a lot to light, and you did answer one of the questions I had. Is this just for college? But no, this is K-12, and even for these intern programs, that's even more than I expected. That's awesome. Now let's talk. As I mentioned, we deferred for a moment the EverFi hybrid online tool for financial fitness. Break that down. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Doctor.
Is a free financial education resource for Edward Jones clients, our associates, but also our communities. And it teaches the financial fitness basics, from how to balance a checkbook to how to invest in a 529 savings plan, how to invest in the market, how to use time to your advantage to grow wealth over time. So it really gives the basics for families and for students. So we've paired this curriculum with a curriculum for high school students and teachers in about 55 schools. We've also partnered with EverFi on a Learn-On virtual professional development conference for about 3,000 teachers nationwide. So it's really about giving teachers and educators the tools they need to teach their students how to make savvy financial decisions. We have to leave the environment where a student shows up for campus and gets their first credit card and says, hey, wow, what do I do with this? To show up on day one savvy so they know that credit card debt follows them.
Right.
Just like their classes will.
Well, Dr. Neela Richardson, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, considering the options, I'll tell you, well, it's up to each individual to make that decision for themselves. But no doubt this movement that's happening in our country today and some of the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would say, that's flying around, it's quite distressing that people are willing to ever so subtly relinquish their liberties. It's quite the shock. But contrast this with the current outrage about that movie, Cuties, and it gives you a little bit of hope and faith going forward here. Several lawmakers, including U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican out of Missouri, have called for an investigation into Netflix for potentially violating laws prohibiting child pornography after the release of its new film, Cuties, which displays scantily clad 11-year-old girls twerking and dancing in a highly suggestive manner. Zach Mettler is with us. He's with Focus on the Family. He is a writer for and communications liaison communications for the Daily Citizen at Focus on the Family. Zach, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, Cuties has caused some outrage. It is amazing how it's, first of all, that Netflix would purchase it, you know, and had little regard for the risk of what this movie was telling us and how it was indoctrinating our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Cuties is billed as this coming-of-age drama, and it was written and filmed by Miama DeCore. Now, you know, Netflix first picked up this film, and they released artwork and a trailer promoting it in mid-August. Mm-hmm. And that trailer, you know, garnered a lot of backlash because it showed 11-year-old girls with little clothing on and very, you know, sensual poses. And so people were, you know, immediately outraged that Netflix would pick this up. And I reached out to Netflix, and they told me, you know, don't worry about it. It'll be fine because once the film is actually released, you'll be able to see that the artwork that we put with this movie is not representative of the film. Mm-hmm. But the film was released on September 9th, and many people, myself included, are saying, you know, this actually was extremely representative of the film, because one scene in the movie, you know, it shows 11-year-old girls, you know, scantily clad, they're twerking, the camera has close-up shots of their butts, and, you know, it's very sexual, and so, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have taken to Twitter and tweeted hashtag cancel Netflix because many people are outraged about this.
Well, they've not only gone to social media to say cancel, they are in fact canceling Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I saw yesterday that cancellations to Netflix have increased by 8 times what they normally are seeing. So many people are not only outraged, but they're willing to do something about it. And they're saying, you know, this is a line that we are not willing to, this is a project that we're not willing to fund with our own dollars.
Exactly. Now, this whole issue of the sexualization of our young girls, especially in light, you would think, here, wasn't that long ago that we had the hashtag MeToo movement? What happened to that?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. It seems like potential for Netflix profit has kind of come in between that. And, you know, many legislators now are getting involved. This is moving not just from the culture, but to public policy now. And I think that's a really good thing. Yesterday, 34 different Republican members of the House of Representatives sent a letter to the Justice Department asking them to investigate Netflix for distributing what they were calling child pornography with this cutie movie. So, you know, this is not just now just a thing that some people are outraged about. This has definitely moved into a public policy realm as well.
Is it too big a leap to, you know, call this out as child pornography?
You know, I think that's a question a lot of people are wondering, and I think that's probably going to be up to the Justice Department to decide whether or not they want to prosecute Netflix on these grounds. I have reached out to the Justice Department as well to inquire as to whether they're going to investigate Netflix for this, and I haven't yet received a response. So I think that answer is coming in the next, you know, couple of weeks when the Justice Department either announces something or says that they're not going to investigate Netflix.
Well, certainly, you've got the phone number for the Justice Department. I would make some calls and let your voice be heard. Do not allow other people to dictate the mores of our culture, because this has been the problem. We've allowed other people, and here, not that long ago, we just have laws being introduced in California to where if there's only a 10-year difference between, you know, somebody being violated sexually, then somehow that is not considered, should not be considered as a felony, and the perpetrator should not be put on the sexual offenders list. You know, there's this push about the issue of sexuality, especially with our children. This is an interesting movement that's happening right now in our culture. And I know people are outraged or shocked, or maybe they just barely have heard about something and go, oh, that can't be true. But it is true. And, you know, cuties is just another one of the layers to the cake that seems to be invading our culture right now, Zach.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's very interesting that the California bill that you're talking about, Senate Bill 145, like you said, would exempt some people convicted of homosexual conduct with minors from having to be registered as sex offenders. So it's just interesting that all of this seems to be happening around the same time, with Hughes being released just a couple weeks after that bill was passed. And I think many people now are willing to admit that, you know, this does seem to be a movement to sexualize our children, and we need to stand up against it.
Mm-hmm. That bill was not only for homosexuals, but this is just for, you know, even heterosexual involvement with adults and young people. I mean,
right.
It's disgusting to think that, you know, let's just say for purposes of the bill, a 23-year-old has sex with a 14-year-old, and somehow that's okay now.
Yeah, that does seem to be the implication of this bill, and thankfully people are rightly outraged about all of this. So, you know, the director of the Cuties film has since come out and said, you know, she didn't necessarily mean to sexualize children. Her goal was to speak against the sexualization of children, but the actresses for the movie, one was 11 years old and one was 13 years old. So for me and for millions of other people, you can't speak against the sexualization of children by actually sexualizing young girls.
Well, the people are demonstrating their power, Zach, and rightfully so, with hashtag cancel Netflix. And you've seen by the response what is going on, as you reported, 8 times over normal. Maybe Netflix will get the message, not only Netflix, but these other streaming companies that feel like it's okay to run the risk and start pushing the edge of the envelope, so to speak.
Yeah, I do think Netflix is going to get the message if it hurts their pocketbook here, and especially if lawmakers continue to reach out both to Netflix and to the Justice Department to pressure them to either take down the film or apologize for it. I think people just need to keep the pressure on, and hopefully we'll get back to normal here shortly.
Well, Zach, I'm not sure what normal is, frankly. I mean, you know, because the fact of the matter is movies have been pushing the edge of the envelope. So this was the next, I guess, predicted step that would happen, because if you looked over, the movies that have been coming out over the last couple of years, they've been moving closer and closer into this direction. And it's almost like we're, you know, our society is embracing some sort of, you talk about, some kind of natural or normal expose here. We're dangerously coming close to normalizing pornography. And this concerns me because we know that pornography has gotten so rampant. And dare I say that even in the church today, according to recent surveys, a third of the people involved in the church are involved with pornography. So we're normalizing dangerous behavior, and we have to call it out, because when we talk about pornography in the pews, according to some research, it extends even into the pulpits and senior pastors of the churches today. This is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You're bringing up a good point that with Hollywood, nothing seems to be normal, right? And so, with Netflix's film, 13 Reasons Why, favorably depicted suicide. And so many people before the film was released said, if you release this, this may contribute to teen suicide. Mm-hmm. And the National Institute of Health released a study on it and said, yes, when this film was released, it was associated with a 28.9% increase in suicide rates among young adults ages 10 to 17. So it matters what our children see. It matters what messages we send with movies. And this movie, Cuties, I think people are outraged about it, and hopefully Netflix gets the message.
Well, again, your voice does matter, and it does count. You cannot fall victim to a laissez-faire attitude, because here it is right now. I mean, it's not even existential anymore. It is amongst us. It is right at our door. And here with all these streaming possibilities and entry points into our homes and into the minds of our children, if we do not become more vigilant, Zach, about this, these movie houses, they do that which they get rewarded for. And there's a big statement here, and it seems that in this particular case, Netflix is not going to be rewarded, and they should not be rewarded for something like this. They need to get the message, and we need to continue to support, quality programming that enhances and enlarges the intelligence and respect of our children, do we not?
Yes, we definitely do, and I'd encourage your viewers to go to thedailycitizen.org, where they can just stay in tune with these cultural issues and stay informed.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.